5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When is it impossible for a man to look macho? Oh, boy. Producer Sean, producer John, I don't know if you missed it, but Raven was very upset by something that happened.
Conventional thinking used to be that a man cannot look macho crying. And we all know that that has changed now. That is developed and men can be vulnerable and all that stuff. But what happened to me was, so my dog had a procedure about a week ago. As a matter of fact, stitches come out tomorrow. Thank God. And so we've had all these gates up all over the house. And so getting from one room to the next from time to time can be a challenge, especially when you've got something in your hands and the dogs are always underfoot and they can't see because it's got a cone on. I smashed my toe so bad the other day that it's still purple. It's really been like 8 days on that foot. Yeah. The first time I did it, nobody was home. It was just me and the dogs, and I laid on the floor and cried for a little while, and they licked the tears off my face. The second time I banged that same toe, and again, I thought I broke it.
I thought the toe was gone forever.
The second time I banged that toe was 3 days later, and it was still purple, and my wife was there to see me crying, and she was in the middle of something very pointed and energetic at that moment, and she just started laughing her face off. Yesterday, I smashed the corresponding toe on the other foot. I may not walk right for a month.
It doesn't sound like you know how to walk at all.
I mean, I've been on the ground rolling around, writhing in pain. And I'll tell you, this time I was ready to walk the dogs right at that moment when I smashed it on this gate. And so the door is wide open, big glass door. And I rolled around on that floor in the hallway for a while. And people are out walking their dogs. It was dinner time.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when he stubs his toe.
It was so terrible.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad.
We asked on our Facebook page, when is it impossible for a man to look macho? When driving a Prius, Stephanie wrote. Oh, poor Chef Plum. He drives a Prius.
Those Prius drivers are crazy. They are the fastest speeders I know.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when, Teresa writes, wearing skinny jeans.
How tight are these skinny jeans?
Yeah, the super skinny jeans, I'll agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when he has a man bun. That's true. I agree about
People,
that.
People, they really vilify the man bun guy.
I mean, if you're like a Viking and you have an axe and you have a man bun.
Or if you're like a Ronin, you're like a ninja trainee or something like that.
Right.
Also, again, cool.
Sean, it's impossible for a man to look macho when?
You burn yourself. I got a severe burn on my finger like over the weekend, and that was just, I was like running around in circles doing like the wave my hand around trying to cool it off.
And then sticking it in your mouth.
No,
you sucking on your finger.
Cannot look macho when you burn yourself.
Yeah, that's
you just
a good
look
point.
Like a fool.
Yeah, you're right.
John, it's impossible for a man to look macho when?
When he's playing video games.
Ah.
It doesn't matter how cool or how tough the game itself is. You look like a huge nerd. You just do, always. And I take my chair from like the corner of my living room and I move it in front of the TV when I do. So there's like physical evidence that I've been playing video games too. It's bad.
I can't believe how many people on our Facebook page wrote a man can't look macho when they're drinking from a straw. I never realized it, but we're going to, all three of you are going to drink out of a straw and I'm going to see how I feel about
it. It's awkward. It is a little bit awkward. Yeah.
All right. Your turn. 1-800-330-9999. It's impossible for a man to look macho when? A man can't look macho when he's doing what? Mm. Raven stubbed his toe and he says, you can't look macho when you're jumping around crying.
I mean, it's happened like three times in the past week or so. I think I broke one of them and now I've done the same toe on the other foot and it's just terrible. Because now I feel broken by the entire thing. My spirit is broken.
1-800-330-9999. It's impossible for a man to look macho when? Jessica.
When he's eating an ice cream cone.
Oh. Really?
Really?
I'm a biter. So, you know, I don't let that cone really melt all that much. So I bite.
That bothers me.
And then I clean it up with the lick.
I can't watch people bite their ice cream. It makes me cringe.
Really?
I don't know why. It gives me the eebie-jeebies. I'm like, I feel like I feel the cold in my teeth.
Oh, I want some ice cream right
now. Well, I can't watch a man eat an ice cream cone.
Period.
Just have to turn away.
Can't do it. He's got to have a sundae. Kind of weird to be hung up on that. Hey, Nika, man can't be macho when what?
When crying. A man can't be macho when crying.
I don't know.
It depends what they're crying about.
Yeah.
Because Brad Pitt in an emotional movie scene is certainly still macho and good looking.
What if I'm looking out? What if I'm looking out the vista of my Alaskan cabin and I'm watching a bear eat a moose and I'm just thinking to myself, this is...
I was thinking about a man bun, and I was thinking Jason Momoa was handsome as hell with a man bun.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You're right. See, mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's exceptions. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I guess there has to be.
Nate, you can't be a macho man when what?
You can't be a macho man when you wear tighty whities.
I feel like unless that's your dad, mm-hmm. right? It's got to be your dad or your grandpa. All right, your dad or your grandpa, they could still wear them. That was a different time.
Do they still wear them, though? Like, I remember my dad, like, growing up, that was normal underwear for him. But do they still? Like, I haven't asked or, you know, anything like that recently.
I mean, you run to a grandpa that's like 80 or 90, he's probably rocking the tidy whities. That would be my guess. I've got a friend, he was in the Marines. He still wears what he calls his silkies. Silkies are like these, it's like a Speedo almost. They wear it because it's like, you know, hot in the jungle or whatever. Yeah, he wears these silkies. Hey, Randolph, a man can't be macho when what?
All right. I hope you're sitting down. When he eats a banana. Period.
I had a banana this morning, but there was no witnesses, right? So I guess.
You've got to do that in private.
Right.
You just can't eat a banana in public if you're a real man.
Thanks for the call.
Kat, a man can't look macho when he's doing what?
When he's wearing flip-flops. I just can't. Flip-flops.
What I mean, what's the problem with the flip-flops? What if, I mean, if
your
toes look good.
Nah, your feet look nasty. You walk awkwardly. I kind of agree.
Yeah, men don't have the best looking feet. It's just, you know, yeah.
It's your fault. Your feet flip-flops. Are ugly.
But ugly and macho. I mean, listen, you can be macho and be ugly. You definitely can be.
You could be right. I just have never seen anybody look macho so far in flip-flops.
Okay.
And on Raven, who's this?
Hi, Aaron. This is Jeff. Okay, a man can't be macho if he's barefoot walking on a rocky beach and he can't walk. On the North Shore, there's nothing but rocky beaches. And if you're a big guy and you can't walk on a rocky beach, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just go, ooh, 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 ooh.
No, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But we just had flip-flops outlawed before this call, Jeff, so I don't know what we're going to do at the beach from now on.
Okay, wear some sneakers.
Oh, now that's a bad idea. We know that from fashion talks before.
That's not even true. Sneakers are fine, but on our Facebook page, somebody said you also can't be manly if you're wearing Crocs. It can't be macho.
Oh, I would agree with that.
So Crocs, flip-flops, barefoot. Guys, you got nothing left. You got to just wear your sneakers.
I'm wearing sandals, all right, but the Crocs never.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.